Santa Barbara's old Spanish Day celebration has music, dance, two huge parades, and much more to celebrate part of the community's heritage. But one of the most popular things is the food.
Hello, welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Can I get a carne asada burrito and a Coke?
Burrito de carne asada, por favor. $10 total. Thank you.
Santa Barbara's De La Guerra Plaza in front of City Hall has been transformed into El Mercado de la Guerra. The minute it opened Wednesday morning, people were here for the mostly traditional foods you can find at the more than two dozen booths run by nonprofits. Brent Franklin is munching on a fish taco.
Longtime Santa Barbaran or
born and raised?
So you wasted no time. I mean, Fiesta is not even an hour old and you're here eating food.
I'm self-employed and I quit working on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. It's Santa Barbara, yeah. There's no point in getting anything done the rest of the week and it's time to eat food.
That's the sound of tri-tip cooking at one of Fiesta's most popular booths.
Tortas.
Yeah.
Tortas.
Marcus Lopez is cooking the tri-tip for the nonprofit La Casa de la Raza.
You can smell that everywhere. It smells great.
Of course it does. It's good meat, and our rub is you know, like a tried-and-true recipe. People look forward to it. It's not world famous for nothing, you know?
Santa Barbara radio personality Baron Ron Heron is a big fan of La Casa's food.
How many fiestas is this for you?
Oh, geez. I came here in 70, and so do the math. That's going on 50 years. My God, that's a lot of fiesta. There's a lot of tortas under the belly, Lance.
Any idea how many tortas that would be?
To the third power, that's a pile of them. Let me tell you, that whole booth over there on the side of De La Guerra Plaza here could hold the damn tortas.
Denise Sanford is La Presidenta, the head of this year's Old Spanish Day celebration. She says after the Thomas Fire and Flood, and more recently Goleta's Holiday Fire, it's heartening to see the community come out for the celebration. The food booths benefit a number of nonprofits. What does La Presidenta recommend?
There's taquitos, there's enchiladas, there's tortas, there's everything you could want. You know, it's just whatever your heart desires.
Your favorite?
Chicken enchiladas.
The Santa Barbara JCs are busy dishing up their food and raising money for a number of community and youth programs. Jose Figueroa says they've been doing this for more than two decades.
Taquitos and guacamole, as well as chips and guacamole. Really, the guacamole is the secret. We make it with love, and we've got a nice little secret recipe here that definitely brings people back year after year.
Okay, so what's in it?
You'd have to join the JCs or I'd have to kill you, so it's going to be one of the two. Give you that recipe.
Not all of the food hounds here are two-legged. Matt Kowalczyk is here with his yellow lab Lincoln, who is literally a chow hound who loves Fiesta food.
Does Lincoln have a favorite food here at Fiesta?
Everything. Anything that's on the ground. Yeah, he'll eat anything. Lettuce, strawberries. Doesn't really matter what it is. Avocado, garlic, onion. He'll eat anything. He's a lab.
Does it have to hit the ground first, or does he get his own little treat?
No, if it's on the edge of a counter, he'll snake it off there. He's all stomach, pretty much.
So he likes Fiesta.
Oh, he loves it, yeah. Yeah, this is his favorite time of year because everyone drops all the food on the ground.
In addition to the food, it's sort of a community's who's who. Spend 10 minutes here, you're guaranteed to run into people you know. Jeff Waxman says he's always on hand for Fiesta's opening food fest.
This is my one and only foray into Fiesta. We have a tradition. We come down here first day, opening day, De La Guerra Plaza, as soon as it opens, we're out of here in an hour, never to return.
The two marketplaces with the food are open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Oh, and you can't forget to use Fiesta's official hello and goodbye salutation for the next few days. Here it is, courtesy of Fiesta's Flower Girls.
Fiesta!
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.